Chapter 26. Solo Safe House, Coruscant.
The three of them curled up together on the sofa, mugs of hot chocolate warm in their hands. Alana slurped hers rather noisily, and Leia smiled gently.
"You need a shave, young lady,"
Leia said playfully, reaching over to wipe off the whipped cream mustache with a napkin. Alana giggled, then returned her attention to the show. She took another sip and gave herself another mustache, and Leia simply shook her head this time. Han sprawled on the sofa, loosely cradling his granddaughter. Angie was draped over both their laps, snoring softly. It was odd that this was a tradition, and yet not so odd. Leia was the adopted daughter of a prince and a politician, and had been a senator of her world at 19. Politics, galactic events, this had been as much a part of her childhood as small pets or toys, or her beloved and foul-smelling Thronta. Alana came from a similar background. As long as the news was not too graphically violent or disturbing, and the Per Nedmo news hour usually wasn't, Leia was more than content for the breather in their day. The theme music played, and then the visage of Per Nedmo sitting behind his desk filled the screen. To humanoid eyes, Chevins were not particularly attractive, but there was something about Nedmo that Leia always found appealing. The wisdom and calmness in his wrinkled face, the white in the small tufts of hair. Maybe it was the fact that even if the ugliest being in the known galaxy was hosting the news, and it was as neutral or even upbeat as the show currently was, she'd be happy to watch it. The Jedi Temple siege, of course, was the lead story. As was usual with the show, coverage downplayed the graphic violence. They even scorned to show what could have been a ratings-grabbing image. Leia had learned that after Dorvan had finished his lunch with Raynar Thul, during which he had inadvertently given her the idea of how to smuggle medicine and messages into the besieged Jedi, he had picked up Connie's body and borne it away. A statement had been issued shortly thereafter from the office of the Chief of State. "It is regrettable that any lives needed to be lost in the Galactic Alliance's pursuit of justice. Our sympathies are with Connie Asari and her family. It can be hoped, however, that her sacrifice was not in vain." The Per Nedmo News Hour did not focus on that admittedly powerful image. Instead, it homed in on the political impasse. Beings on the streets were interviewed, and most of them looked unfavorably on the siege.
"Someone's already been killed,"
one Ithorian said, blinking her large eyes.
"The Chief of State is, I think, right to want to restrain any Jedi that might be harmful to the populace. But at the same time, this is the wrong way to go about it. I'd rather see negotiations than sieges or attacks, since I think that both Dalla and the Jedi want to do what is right."
Others espoused the same opinion. The holocams panned over a not inconsiderably sized gathering that waved cards that said, "Trap the Jedi, trap our freedom," and other sentiments. One had a poster of Dalla, swathed in Palpatine's robes, that read, "Never again."
"Huh," said Han. "Is it me, or does Dalla look good in those robes? Like she was made for them."
"Chief of State Dalla looks best in her admiral's uniform," Leia said diplomatically, "when she is remembering where her real duty lies."
"I think she's beyond remembering. She tried to kill us."
It was hard to argue with that, and Leia wisely didn't.